So I gave up my job at the hotel and went with Mrs. Brown. I certainly seemed to have a mash on her. She'd look at me for half an hour at a time when I was sitting, reading or looking at magazines. One time, I says to her, "Do I remind you of some deceased relative or friend of your childhood, Mrs. Brown? I've noticed you give me a pretty good optical inspection from time to time." "You have a face," she says, "exactly like a dear friend of mine, the best friend I ever had. But I like you for yourself, child, too," she says. "And say, man, what do you suppose she did? Loosened up like a Marcel wave in the surf at Coney. She took me to a swell dressmaker and gave her a la carte to fit me out, money, no object. They were rush orders, and Madam locked the front door and put the whole force to work. Then we moved to, where do you think? No, guess again, that's right, the Hotel Bonton. We had a six-room apartment, and it cost $100 a day. I saw the bill. I began to love that old lady. And then, man, when my dresses began to come in, oh, I won't tell you about 'em. You couldn't understand, and I began to call her Aunt Maggie. You've read about Cinderella, of course. Well, what Cinderella said when the prince fitted that 3.5A on her foot was a hard luck story compared to the things I told myself. Then Aunt Maggie says she's going to give me a coming-out banquet in the Bon Ton that'll make moving vans of all the old Dutch families on Fifth Avenue. I've been out before, Aunt Maggie, says I, but I'll come out again. But you know, says I, that this is one of the swellest hotels in the city. And you know, pardon me, that it's hard to get a bunch of notables together unless you've trained for it. Don't fret about that, child, says Aunt Maggie. I don't send out invitations. I issue orders. I'll have 50 guests here that couldn't be brought together again at any reception unless it were given by King Edward or William Travers Jerome. They are men, of course, and all of them either owe me money or intend to. Some of their wives won't come, but a good many will.